There's only one man who can rid the politics of this state of the evil domination of...
Hey.
I am speaking of...
Donald J. Trump.
The fighting liberal, the friend of the working man, the next governor of this state, who entered upon this campaign
with one purpose only, to point out and make public the dishonesty, the downright villainy of political machine. Now in complete control of the government of this state, I made no campaign promises, because until a few weeks ago, I had no hope of being elected.
I promise.
I will not make the pledge at this time.
Now, however, I have something more than a hope. Every straw vote, every independent poll shows that I'll be elected.
There's a movement going on, folks. This isn't just like, let's go and have a good time.
We're not going anywhere. I'm surging, they said. Can you believe this one? I'm surging with women. Can you believe it? I have such respect for women. I cherish women. I'm going to take such good care of women's health care issues. You won't even believe it. But I'm surging with women.
Now I can afford to make some promises. The working man, and the slum child know they can expect my best efforts in their interests. The decent, ordinary citizens know that I'll do everything in my power to protect the underprivileged, the underpaid, the underfed.
So we're taking people in, and we don't know where these people come from. We don't know who they are, where they are. There's no papers, no.
They're like the rebels who we are arming.
Well, I'd make my promises now if I weren't too busy arranging to keep them.
American history lesson. You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in the harbor with a torch on high, screaming out to all the nations in the world, send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy. And all the nations sent them in here. They come swarming in like ants. Your Spanish PRs from the Caribbean there. Your Japs, your Chinamen, your Krauts, your Heaps, and your living fans. Here, and they're all free to live in their own separate sections. Where they feel safe, and then bust your head if you go in there. That's what makes America great, buddy.
So, a rich little man with white hair died. What has that got to do with the price of rice, right? And why is that woe to us? Because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now. Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that Edward George Ruddy died. Because this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America. There's a new chairman of the board, a man called
Donald J. Trump,
sitting in Mr. Ruddy's office on the 20th floor. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what will be peddled for truth on this network? So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is an amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of a sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I tell you that. If I decide to run, you'll have the great pleasure of voting for the man that will easily go down as the greatest president in the history of the United States. Me, Donald John Trump. Part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
is
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't.
Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob. She talks like a truck driver.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever. But
we're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out. If I were running The View, I'd fire Rosie. I mean, I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired.
But Mr. Trump, you're not a nice person.
We don't need nice.
That's true. But actually, I am. I think I am a nice person. I'm actually a nice person. I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second. I like China. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. 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 I've been saying China. 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 Smart. I'm really smart.
I want to get rid of that house.
It's going to create a bit of a stir, but if we're
not... Who cares? Who cares? You know what? Who cares?
We need a leader that wrote The Art of the Deal. Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump.
Do you understand me? And I'm going to sue you if I have to. Do you understand me? Yes, I hung up. You didn't get disconnected. I hung up. Me.
I don't need anybody's money. It's nice. I'm really rich. $5 billion we spent on a website. I hire people. They do a website. It costs me $3.
Some business idea that I just want to tell you about. And I'll be a fool if...
Very quickly.
Go right ahead.
All right, Gene.
But
you're fired.
I would build a great wall. And nobody builds walls better than me, believe me.
Do you mind if I sit back a little bit? Because
no.
Your breath is very bad. Has this ever been told to you? No. No? Okay, well,
Come on, baby.
Yes, dear?
Have you ever seen a commie drink a glass of water?
Well, yeah, I can't say I have, Jack.
Vodka. That's what they drink, isn't it? Never water.
Well, I believe that's what they drink, Jack, yes.
On no account will a commie ever drink water, and not without good reason.
Oh, yes. I, can't quite see what you're getting at, Jack.
Water. That's what I'm getting at, water. Mandrake, water is the source of all life. 7/10 of this Earth's surface is water. Why, do you realize that 70% of you is water?
Oh, Lord.
And as human beings, you and I need fresh, pure water to replenish our precious bodily fluids.
Yes.
Are you beginning to understand?
Yes.
Mandrake. Mandrake, have you never wondered why I drink only distilled water or rainwater and only pure grain alcohol?
Well, it did occur to me, Jack, yes.
Have you ever heard of a thing called fluoridation? Fluoridation of water?
Yes, I have heard of that, Jack, yes. Yes.
Well, do you know what it is?
No. No, I don't know what it is now.
Do you realize that fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous communist plot we have ever had to face?
Mr. Trump, Dr. Carson just referenced the single most important job of the president, the command, the control, and the care of our nuclear forces. And he mentioned the triad. The B-52s are older than I am. The missiles are old, the submarines are aging out. It's an executive order. It's a commander-in-chief decision. What's your priority among our nuclear triad?
Well, first of all, I think we need somebody absolutely that we can trust, who's totally responsible, who really knows what he or she is doing, that is so powerful and so important. And one of the things that I'm frankly most proud of is that in 2003, 2004, I was totally against going into Iraq because you're going to destabilize the Middle East. I called it. I called it very strongly, and it was very important. But we have to be extremely vigilant and extremely careful when it comes to nuclear. Nuclear changes the whole ballgame. Frankly, I would have said, get out of Syria, get out. If we didn't have the power of weaponry today, the power is so massive that we can't just leave areas that 50 years ago or 75 years ago, we wouldn't care. It was hand-to-hand combat. The biggest problem this world has today is not President Obama with global warming, which is inconceivable. This is what he's saying. The biggest problem we have today is nuclear proliferation, and having some maniac, having some madman go out and get a nuclear weapon. That's, in my opinion, that is the single biggest problem that our country faces.
The
right
three
now.
Legs of the triad, though, do you have a priority? Because I want to go to Senator Rubio
nuclear is just the power, the devastation is very important to me.
Only you could be so bold.
The Imperial Senate will not sit still for this. When they hear you've attacked a...
How dare the press not believe me that I went after my mother with a hammer? He said he went after his mother with a hammer. He wanted to hit her on the head.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That I tried to stab a friend of mine, but now it's changed.
Holding her is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
Bill, what I said, including my remarks right afterward, she said it was very unfair the way the
she'll
media...
She'll die before she'll tell you anything.
You've known me for a long time, Bill. I do get along with people. I deal with foreign countries. I've made a lot of money dealing against China. I've made a lot of...
Transmission plans are not aboard this ship, and no transmissions were made.
I just released my financials, and people were amazed at how good they are. They're great. And I did something, you know, I employ thousands of people. I employ, you know, I don't know if you saw, but the Nevada poll just came out, and it was fantastic. I'm a very, very strong believer in Christianity and religion, but...
Don't try to frighten us with your sorcerer's ways, Lord Vader.
Your sad devotion to that ancient religion has not helped you conjure up the stolen data tapes or given you clairvoyance enough to find the rebels hidden.
I deal with foreign countries. I've made a lot of money dealing against China. I've made a lot of money dealing against many other countries. I have a great relationship. In a Business Week poll, they said, who do you most prefer? You
Enough
know, they talked
this.
About...
the- Vader, release him.
I guarantee you I would have had him out.
There's no one on board, sir. According to the log, the crew abandoned ship right after takeoff.
Nice people. I'll discuss a couple of them, should I or should I not?
If there were any on board, they must also have jettisoned.
You won't get angry at me if I talk about somebody that you like? If you do, that's okay, too. I don't care. I mean, how stupid are we?
Our system is supposed to be devoid of human forms.
Whoa! The rebels!
My lord. There are so many uncharted settlements.
You don't have to be a total genius to figure this out, even though I am a genius, okay? I'm more militaristic than anybody in this room, just so you understand. I'm really good at war. I love war in a certain way, but only when we win. By the way, when was the last time we won a war?
The border is a disaster, Bill.
My lord, the field is strong enough to deflect any bombardment.
I love Mexican people. I have a tremendous relationship. I also respect Mexico. But what they're doing to us in trade, first of all, they're killing us at the border. They're taking our jobs, they're taking our manufacturing, and they're taking our money.
Yes, my lord.
The fleet has moved out to flight speed, and we're preparing to...
You're fired.
Lord Vader.
If you like your steak, you'll absolutely love Trump steaks. Trump steaks are the world's greatest steaks, and I mean that in every sense of the word. Trump steaks are by far the best tasting, most flavorful beef you've ever had.
What about Leia and the Wookiee?
And the Sharper Image is the only store where you can buy them.
That was never a condition of our agreement, nor was giving hand to this bounty hunter.
Until now, you could only enjoy steaks of this quality in one of my resort restaurants or America's finest steakhouses, but now that's changed. Today, through the Sharper Image, you can enjoy...
This deal is getting worse all the time.
He told me enough!
Whoa!
He told me you killed him.
I hit somebody in the face with a padlock! Then I tried to stab a friend of mine whose name was Bob! He was a friend, but now he's a member of my family.
It's not true.
No, it's true.
That's impossible.
No, 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 no. It happened. All of that stuff happened.
No! No!
So here's the good news. So Macy's, I sell shirts and ties, did nicely and all. Not a big business or anything, but cute. And fragrance and cufflinks. See these cufflinks from Macy's? Some people think it's Harry Winston or Tiffany. It's actually Macy's. And they're good, Trump cufflinks. And like I'm going to tell you about Macy's, but you go to Macy's, you know, a lot of the stores, they don't use Christmas. They say happy holidays, happy...
Rise, my friend.
The last poll just came out, as you saw, we're leading. I think it's all about competence. It's about leadership. I really am competent. I'm going to find a general who's so good, who's so mean and so smart. I don't want just mean, I want mean and smart. You know, I know a lot of tough guys, but they're stupid. One of the magazines recently, very nice, said I'm a world-class businessman. It's true. I built a great company. I get along with everybody. We're going to build a wall. It's going to be so big. Oh, God. Oh. Man. Go ahead.
But you'll die.
Do it.
invading every state, from Iowa to New Hampshire to South Carolina to North Carolina. Polls have come in from virtually every place, and we're leading every place. We're doing incredibly nationally. The one poll came out today at 40%, it's over 40%. So, the word Rosebud is maybe the most significant word in film, in what we all watch. The wealth, the sorrow, the unhappiness, the happiness just struck lots of different notes. Citizen Kane was really about accumulation. And at the end of the accumulation, you see what happens, and it's not necessarily all positive. Not positive. I think you learn in Kane that maybe wealth isn't everything, because he had the wealth, but he didn't have the happiness. The table getting larger and larger and larger, with he and his wife getting further and further apart as he got wealthier and wealthier. Perhaps I can understand that. The relationship that he had was not a good one for him, probably not a great one for her, although there were benefits for her. But in the end, she was certainly not a happy camper. In real life, I believe that wealth does, in fact, isolate you from other people. It's a protective mechanism. You have your guard up, much more so than you would if you didn't have wealth. There was a great rise in Citizen Kane. And there was a modest fall. The fall wasn't a financial fall, the fall was a personal fall. But it was a fall nevertheless. So you had the highs and you had the lows. A lot of people don't really understand the significance of it. I'm not sure if anybody understands the significance, but I think the significance is bringing a lonely, rather sad figure back into his childhood. The word Rosebud, for whatever reason, has captivated moviegoers and movie watchers for so many years, and to this day is perhaps the single word. And perhaps if they came up with another word that meant the same thing, it wouldn't have worked. But Rosebud works.
Rosebud works.
Right. For whatever reason.
Now, if you could give Charles Foster Kane advice, what would you say to him?
Get yourself a different woman.
Thank you.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.